Yeah, y'all can't be quiet. I think it says Pentecostal on the outside of the church, if I'm not mistaken. Amen? Well, that's what I'm used to. I've actually been traveling for a good while. I left Fort Payne Friday about 1 o'clock in the afternoon and drove all the way to Vernon, Alabama, which I'd never heard of in my life. And anyway, I got there, and boy, you talk about back in the woods country. It was definitely that. And so I sang Friday night there and drove and stayed with a friend in Hamilton, which was 45 minutes away that night, and then drove back to Vernon the next morning, and that was yesterday, and left Vernon last night and drove to Bessemer and stayed in Bessemer, and then I have driven from Bessemer this morning to here this afternoon. And but God is doing some amazing things, and I'm thankful to be here tonight. And I told somebody this was my birth town. This is where I was born. And they were like, really? Where's Billerica? What's Billerica? Well, I think it's a beautiful place. And Fort Payne is too. And it's funny you said that, Brother Eddie, about being famous. My little guy, Bolton, he tells his friends, he says, my mama's famous. And I'm like, no, Bolton, I'm not. But with the Lord, I am very special to Him, and I'm thankful that I do know that. Each one of us are special to the Lord, and He has a work for each one of us if we just grab a hold of it and just allow Him to use us. Amen. You can go ahead. They're going to kind of run this thing for me tonight, so we'll see. They're in order. Just they're numbered. Now let's go ahead and stand and worship Him. Amen.
Get up out of your seat, clap your hands and praise the King. Glorify Him and let us sing, 'cause my God has. Your hands and praise the King, glorify Him, and let us sing, 'cause my God has. Come on, everybody, let's clap our hands. Stand on your feet and praise the man. God is the one who brought us through, and He's the one who made a way out of no way for you. How can we act like we're the stuff? After all He's done for us, we can't praise Him enough. Does anybody here agree with me? Let's praise God, 'cause He's the Almighty. Get up out of your seat, clap your hands and praise the King. Glorify Him and let us sing, 'cause my God has. A good Father, my best friend. Every time I turn around, He's opening doors. Every time I turn around, He just gives me more love, more joy, more peace, more power. He has never left me. He's with me every hour. Let's lift our voices, let's clap our hands, and give it up for Jesus, 'cause He's the man. Get up out of your seat, clap your hands and praise the King. Glorify Him, let us sing, 'cause my God has. Well, aren't you thankful that He's done great things for you? Amen. God is so good. He deserves our praise tonight. Get up out of your seat, clap your hands and praise the King. Glorify Him and let us sing, 'cause my God has. Yeah, get up out of your seat.
up from that place that we're in. Amen. There's been many times that I've been so down that I just had to get up. Sometimes they can't nobody do it for us. Amen. The Lord wants us to just do our part and get up. Go ahead with this next one.
Waters around them were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts. They felt they would die. They failed to remember that the Master was nigh. He spoke the words, and the winds all grew still. Even the waters obeyed His will. He calmed their storm, just like He will mine. If I just remember, He hears deep inside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. To their darkness when their way grew dim. How great it would be to have His footsteps in mine and walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come and death seems so nigh, I'll call on my Master. I know He'll get there. Body's in pain, all I have to do is call on His name. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His
myself quite a bit. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He doesn't never leave us. We leave Him. Amen. And I don't know why it's so hard for us as God's children to get that into our thinking, that He does not leave us nor forsake us, no matter what. I don't know what's next on there. Go on down. Skip on down. Skip. There you go.
Ooh, see with Jesus. The disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, because you held on with all of your might, shall your cries have woken the Master. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and no place to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking you'll surely drown. Jesus arose when they called him. You know you can't give up now, because you prayed all night, because you held on with all of your might, shall your cries have woken the Master. He's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and it all must cease. Because you prayed all night, because you held on with all of your might, shall your cry
without any warning. And you know, when it does, a lot of times, have you ever, as a child, or have you ever had the breath knocked out of you? Like, you know, have you ever failed and you've had that breath knocked out of you? And that's what it seems like sometimes when things and tragedies and trials come in our way and they hit us and it's without any warning. But he's right there. He's right there. He hears our every cry, no matter what time of day or night that it is. We can skip back up now. Can you say you've been blessed tonight? Amen. Every morning when I rise, I wipe the sleep from my eyes. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
In the city, in the field, when I'm
when I'm well, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head. I am blessed. Yes, I am.
I am blessed.
I am blessed. Sitting one Sunday evening on the first church pew, the preacher started preaching about how the Lord had brought us through. And the thought crossed my mind, if you never bless me again, I've got more than I can ask for. I am blessed, I am blessed.
I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head.
I am blessed. Yes, I am.
I am blessed.
I am blessed. Every morning when I rise, I wipe the sleep from my eyes. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
In the city, in the field, when I'm sick, when I'm well, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head.
I am blessed.
Yes, I am. Devil may come against me, hard times may come my way. I could lose my health, my friends may turn their backs and walk away. But I'm made up in my mind, if you never bless me again, I'll soon be giving him all the praises. I am blessed, I am blessed.
I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and a roof over my head.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Yes, I am.
I'm blessed.
I am so blessed. God has been so good to me. I can say that I am blessed. Can you say you've been blessed? Has God been so good to you? You can say that you've been blessed. I am blessed.
I've got food on my table, clothes on my back, a place to lay my weary body, and the roof over my head.
I am blessed. Yes, I am. I got food on my table, I got clothes on my back, I can stand here tonight and tell you my God is good, I am blessed. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I've been held by the Savior, and I've felt far from above. And I've been down to that river. Oh, I ain't the same, a prodigal return. And all my hope is in Jesus. He's gone, and all my sins are forgiven. Oh, and I've been washed by the blood, and I'm no stranger to this prison. Shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven.
Yes, I have.
I ain't going back. I'll never be the same. Hey, down. Breaks you down to your knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. That when He picked me up and showed me what it means to be free. And all my hope is in Jesus.
I had that on the track of me singing already, but you know what? That's okay. I was just helping myself out, wasn't I? I want to sing a song now that this is actually my new release to radio. It's called Mountain. And have you ever had a mountain in your way? Amen. It's okay. Go ahead. Everybody's had mountains. You know, God's Word tells us that we can speak to those mountains. Amen. And they have to be removed. And I'm just thankful tonight for this song. There was a man from Pennsylvania had wrote this song and sent it to me. And it actually goes out on radio tomorrow. So if you get a chance, call your local radio station and request it. I would appreciate it. God has done some amazing things through this song. And you can also find this on YouTube. There's a video with it that someone had put together for me that really means a lot to me. But just listen to this, and if you do have a mountain in your way tonight, just know that you can speak to that mountain. Amen.
There's a mountain in my way, but it's gonna move. It might not be today, but it's gonna be soon. I'll do what Jesus said back in the day. He said, mountain be removed, get out of my way. Mountain, you're gonna move out of my way. You can't stay. Oh, mountain, you're gonna move. You can't stay. Get out of my way. There's no muddy river I gotta cross. Gonna get to the other side, no matter the cost. There's a mansion over there that my Jesus built for me. And in just a little while, that's where I'm gonna be. Mountain, you're gonna move. Can't stay. Oh, mountain, you're gonna move. You can't stay. You're out of my way.
devil, he tried to change my course and take another road. Well, devil, move your roadblocks, because I'm coming through.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, that's what I'm gonna do. Mountain, you're gonna move out of my way. You can't stay. Oh, mountain, you're gonna move. You can't stay.
Since I was here the last time. But you know what? God has given me strength through every climb. Every climb. There used to be a song that I remember my Ashley singing it. It was called "That's No Hill for a Climber." Do you remember that? And she would sing that song to the top of her lungs. And sometimes I think she has to remind her mama of that. That's no hill for a climber, mama. I believe with all of my heart that she does look down on me every day, and I just believe that one day whenever I see her, that I'll find her at the feet of Jesus. I know without a doubt that she's there, and I wouldn't trade anything in this world for raising her in the truth. And I remember the day that she was filled with the Holy Ghost, and I remember the very day that she was filled, and then right after she was baptized in the name of Jesus. And when she came up out of that water, that child spoke in tongues for 30 minutes or more. And when she came out of that water, she danced before the Lord. And, you know, that's something nobody can take from me. And I'm just thankful that I have that memory of her and knowing where she's at. This next song I'm going to sing is called "Holding On to Faith." And sometimes, you know, once again, if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed and we just hold on to that, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what the circumstance is, that, you know, if we just hold on to that, that God's going to honor it. Amen. This is also a song that's going to be on my new CD.
There's a mama about to die, so the doctor calls the family in and they begin to cry. Someone whispers, "Do you know we won't see her no more?" Then an old preacher man opens the door and says, "Just keep holding on to faith. Holding on to grace. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil from the right or the left. Just keep holding on to faith." Now you say you got your trouble, there's no way out. Everywhere that you've turned, it seems there's so much doubt. When you're facing the end and you just can't stand, reach up and take a hold of His nail-scarred hand, and just keep holding on. The shadow of
keep holding on to faith. No moment, circumstance, more than evidence, take God at His word. His promises He will keep like rivers run. His deepest love will be there for you.
Holding on to faith. Amen. Thank God for that. Got any mountains to move?
God is a mountain mover.
Are you enjoying Sister Benita tonight? Are you praying for Sister Benita tonight? Praise God. So ask Sister Jennifer if they'd come and maybe arrange a number or two for give Sister Benita time to get used to this Georgia climate. Been a sinus season, hadn't it? Can I get an amen? Amen. It's been a must just be. Yeah. I don't know. It could be. Good.
I'm enjoying that little drummer back there.
I tell you what, he's top notch now.
Praise the Lord. Okay. We're doing this for Sister Lisa. Dedicated to Sister Lisa. I have been blessed. Y'all worship with us.
You and me, no way I could count God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. Arms that will raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, and legs that can walk, ears that can listen, eyes that can see. I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed. He's my shoulder to lean on when I am down. He's the rock that I run to when I am underwhelmed. He's a place of heart under His wings. He's not just a song, He's the reason I sing. I have been blessed.
Yes, hallelujah.
I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Hallelujah. It's been requested that we sing Little David. Yes, we do. Yeah. Misty. Is Misty still here? Okay. I don't know if... Thanks. We'll do Little David, won't we?
The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Little David, I'm sorry. Little David, oh so small. Goliath, oh so tall. Odds were just too high. Poor little David. So he shook off all of his load. For with the power of God he was clothed. He said the give it to you. Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine. I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Now little David, unafraid, before the giant he stood that day. Seems to be the end for little David. Just like the lion and the bear he stood. Oh, Goliath will come down too, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. Now little David, he stood tall, and now Goliath seems so small. Sweet victory had rang for little David, 'cause he gave the battle to one with a record for getting things done. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you. Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Okay. I was talking to Brother Eddie before service about some of the things that I had gone through, and definitely it has been a road. It was long after that I was here that Bolton and I both had wound up actually homeless for about 2.5 months. And during that time, I was so broken just from some things that had happened in my life. And years ago, I had made brittle for different churches for fundraisers, and had really spent a lot of time and effort and, you know, wanting to reach out and help the community and different things. And so I would make brittle, and we would do fundraisers. And we paid parking lots and did all kinds of stuff, and built an addition on to a room. And it's absolutely the best brittle that you'll ever eat. And that's not just because I make it, but it is good. But I've never saw this same recipe. But through all of that, to tie in to the brittle, during that time of being so broken, the Lord had spoke to me about taking that and using it. He told me, he said, use what I gave you. and it was that brittle. And so that making that brittle brought us out of a really bad financial time. And we are very happy now, and we have a really nice apartment, and thankful for the Lord that has blessed through that. But the Lord showed me that how whenever I'd poured up that brittle, I pour it into pie pans, and it's so perfectly round, and it's just whole. And the Lord had showed me that that's how that the Lord, when He creates us, that's we're perfect, we're whole. And then when sin begins to enter in our life and we become broken, that's when that we're able to find that closeness in the Lord. And so the Lord gave me the title, Beautifully Broken Brittle. And so if you see that on Facebook, and last year I shipped to 19 states, including Canada, even California, and they reordered, and it was amazing how the Lord had blessed that brittle. And I'm thankful to be beautifully broken, because the Lord does bring beauty from ashes. And it's in that place that we get to, that we know without a doubt that God is working in our lives. We can see His hand move. And a lot of times it takes us, I know I'm as stubborn as a mule, and it takes sometimes for me to be to that place that all I can do is look up. The past 2 weeks has really been a trying time for me. And, well, I say the last 2 weeks, but I told Brother Eddie, I said, sometimes you wonder how much more does the Lord need to add to your testimony? You begin to think, oh, Lord, what's next? But I believe, though, that God has some amazing blessings in store for me, for my ministry, and I'm very blessed. And I thank Him for what He's doing. I thank Him for the places that He's brought me through. I've recently had a major surgery, and the Lord had kept His hand on me. There was some complications with it, and God brought me through it, though, and I'm thankful for that. It's just been 10 weeks, and what I thought was going to be something simple turned out to be something major, and God has used that, though, to allow me to witness to people. And I don't want to leave anything out. I don't want to not give God glory for everything that He's done. But during this time, He showed me how that He told me the words. He spoke to me and said, strengthen what remains. And so I began to do that. I began to think, God, what do you mean? What do you mean when you tell me to strengthen what remains? Because even when everything else seems like it's gone and everything else seems hopeless, I still have Him. And so I began to read more and study more and pray more. And the Lord began to strengthen me through His Word. So everything that was remaining, the Lord has strengthened. And I'm thankful. I look forward to the next day. The devil tries so hard sometimes. And I'm not giving him any credit by saying that. So don't think that. But we were talking earlier about how just stupid he is to try the same things over and over and over. Amen. Knowing good and well that didn't work before and it's not going to work this time. And I know without a doubt that depression is a spirit from hell. And I will not have it. I will not be depressed. Amen. No matter what things look like. Because even though the 29th of this month will actually be the anniversary of my daughter's death, it'll be 16 years, and it still hurts, and I still cry, and I always will. I know that here. But I know what depression looks like, and I can sense it, and I can see it, and I know how to rebuke it, and I know how to come against it with God's word. And it's a battle sometimes, but just like you just sang that song, the battle's not mine. It is not mine. The Lord has already fought that battle for me. He's fighting that battle still for me today. And I'm an overcomer, which is a great time for this song, actually. This is a new song that I've been doing some co-writing with a lady that she's from Missouri. And I believe that the Lord put her in my life. Our paths crossed. I told her, I said, I've got some songs that I hadn't finished. And we kind of do this Google Docs thing. We FaceTime, and she's in Missouri, and I'm in Fort Payne, Alabama, and she can see what I'm writing, and I can see what she's writing. And but the words of this song, the title is called I Still Live. And no matter what, no matter what, I still live. Whether I go or whether I stay, I still live because of Christ Jesus.
Paul said, I am torn between two worlds. I desire to go but need to stay. In living, I'm bringing Christ's glory. In dying, I know I'll see His face. So no matter if I live, no matter if I die, I still live, I still live. The grave cannot contain me, death cannot sustain me. I still live, I still live. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So I still live, I still live. What if I should gain this whole world, but in the end I lose my own soul? There's nothing worth trading my life for when heaven is my final goal. So no matter if I live, no matter if I die, I still live, I still live. The grave cannot contain me, death cannot sustain me. I still live, I still live. For Christ, I am not ashamed. And if He calls tonight, my dying's not in vain. Oh, I choose to live for Christ, I am not ashamed. And if He calls tonight, my dying's not in vain. I still to die is gain, so I still live.
Lord, I just thank you, God. So thankful for that. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You skip down till you matter to him. Do you ever just feel like that some things just don't matter? No, go ahead, brother. Sometimes we feel like that we're just so insignificant and we don't matter, but we matter to him.
You wake up to another morning, face the day with a heavy heart. Sorrow and grief come without warning, threatening to tear your world apart. Our Father cares about knows about your loneliness and pain. When you're faced with that struggle, he'll pick you up and lift you once again.
Christian, would you stand? Let's honor them tonight. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to sing this last song, but thank y'all for letting me come and be with y'all again. And I just appreciate Brother Eddie and Penny. I do. I love y'all. And my mom had always talked so highly of you guys, and she was exactly right. And she always said, she was like, Eddie was my best friend. And I don't know, I heard y'all got in a lot of trouble. Thank God for grace. Amen. Amen. But I want to honor you with this song tonight, and thank you so much. And I just want to say thank you to those that are, I'm sure there's probably people in here that have family or friends that are out fighting for our freedom today. And we're not promised another time that we can come together just like this tonight without having to, you know, there's so many people in other countries that have to sneak around just to even have a Bible. We are such a blessed nation. And we don't even realize it. We take it for granted. In God I will trust, united I will stand, with my brothers and sisters all over this land. I love the Lord, I love the USA, it's the land of the free, sweet liberty, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm an American Christian, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian, born again by God's grace, and I thank God for my country, where I can worship and pray. American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. Now this country was founded by a few godly men, and I, as a Christian, I have rights I'll defend. Liberty and justice for all. Amen. Aren't you thankful for your freedom? Amen. You'd be surprised
today at the churches that have taken the flag out and say that it's politics. But that's our freedom. That stands for our freedom. That's our country that God so freely gave to us. Amen. And, you know, I've had kids come to me and say, you know, they talk about how that they've noticed in the church that there was not a flag. And what are we doing as parents? What are we portraying when we take out, you know, the flag that so many have fought for? Amen. I'm thankful for my freedom. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be free. I'm blessed to be a part of the United States of America. Amen.
Me too. Amen. One nation under God. Amen. Indivisible. Thank you, Sister Benita. Give this Sister Benita some love tonight. Let her know how welcome she is, how much we love her. Before we dismiss, we'd like for music to come if they would. Now, Sister Benita has some CDs back there, some new releases.
In the heat. It does not do well in the heat. But I will. And I ship.
Love that brittle. Is it peanut brittle?
It's peanut, pecan. I make cashew by order. The pecan, everybody's been having a fit about. Yeah. So, but anyway. Yeah, you can message me on Facebook about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, cool weather, we'll get some brittle. How about that?
I do want prayer, though, before.
Okay. We're going to do that. We're going to do prayer right now. We're going to do a song, and we're going to take up a love offering for Sister Benita. She didn't ask for any money for anything, but we want to help her out in her travels. So we could get a couple of ushers to come forward tonight. Where's Sister Penny?
The back.
Yeah. What's that song you and her sing?
Sometimes it takes a mountain.
If I get Sister Penny to come up, we'll get them to sing that. And I want to make sure that I find the CD that's got Sister Benita. You need to show me which one's got that mountain. Wasn't that a beautiful? They were all beautiful. But that was powerful, wasn't it? Did you write part of that? Yeah, that's beautiful, son. Sister Penny? Oh, okay. Sometimes it takes a mountain. As she comes. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord's blessing on this one?
Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be in this house tonight, Lord, to worship you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this ministry that's going forth this community. We ask that you would just bless it. Lord, now as we prepare to take up this offering, Lord, we ask that you just multiply. That it be in your service, that Lord, all is good.
I face a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever trouble. sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I must admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, I'm not ashamed to say. Oh, sometimes it takes a mountain. Yes, it does. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger. Takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him.
Day.
There's a miracle in the making for you today.
Do you believe that? Do you believe there's a miracle in the making? One customized just for you. Man, that's how much God cares for you. Man, we don't ever shed a tear that God is not aware of. Thank you for coming out tonight. Sister Benita, thank you for coming and blessing us, amen, with your singing and your ministry. We're so thankful, and we're going to continue to pray for you, that God will bless you and those around you, and just that you'll continue to carry the word. May you have a wonderful and glorious week, a blessed week. Don't forget, stop by and say hello to Sister Benita. Look over the tracks, the CDs that she has. Take some of them home with you and enjoy them. All right. Have a good evening. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your anointing, for your blessing. God, for the healings and the miracles that you perform tonight. Father, I pray, God, that you would bless each and everyone here, every family, God, that's represented, those who are sick, those who are afflicted. Father, I pray that you would continue to touch and minister healing unto them. Ask you to be with Sister Benita, God, as she travels, to keep her safe, to bless her and her family. God, I pray your will be done, and we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. You're dismissed.